Every year, the Department of Housing and Urban Development works with local groups across the country to get an estimate of people experiencing homelessness. But as Frankie Barnhill reports, that number is likely incomplete.
The annual point-in-time count is an important indicator of how on-the-ground services are working to help homeless people. Every year, volunteers go out during a 10-day window at the end of January to get a visual count of folks not staying in shelters.
Well, the good thing is that there's a decrease. The bad thing is that there are still folks and families who are homeless.
That's HUD spokesperson Leland Jones. In Idaho, HUD reports a decrease of 9.3% in 2017. But according to Maria Foscarinas from the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty, there are many factors that contribute to inaccurate estimates. Specifically, she says the Idaho count last January was done during an especially cold and snowy stretch of time. Foscarinas says that made it harder for local groups to mobilize enough volunteers to get a statewide headcount.
So if this year it was very hard to count the unsheltered population, which apparently it was because of the weather conditions, that would have missed an awful lot of people.
Jones acknowledges that weather can be a factor in the accuracy of the report, but that showing significant change over time is the goal.
That's why we call it an estimate. That's why we refer to snapshot, because it's not intended to be a declaration of this is the number and no other number could possibly be valid for the year 2017. Of course, other numbers could be valid on other nights.
This year's decrease follows 2016, which showed an increase in Idaho's homeless population. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.